away for the Tomiko Cheltenham Gold Cup. Special Tiara wins the Queen Mother Championship at the fourth attempt.
One for Arthur, it's holding on, brilliant, and it's one for Scotland.
This is the race that I've always wanted to win. This is the race that's in my heart.
One flight to go, Noel Feely can wait no more.
This is Love the Jumps Extra from the Jockey Club.
Hello and welcome to Love the Jumps Extra. This week, Bobby Beavers has been comparing North versus South with trainer Nicky Richards. Nicky reflects on taking over Greystoke from his late great father and looks ahead to the winter jumps calendar.
Yeah, well, this is the time of year where all the dreams are alive. Most of the hard work's been done with these horses. They've all had a long, steady preparation and fingers crossed, touch wood, everything's gone pretty good and we're going to start getting busy with them in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Nicky, tell us all about you. Tell us about your life as a trainer and obviously about your great father as well.
Well, I took over training from father when he sadly passed away about 19 years ago. It's been hard work, but I enjoy every minute of it, yeah.
What's been your highlight as a trainer?
We've had some good days. I think Monet's Garden, of course, was probably my standout horse. He won 2 or 3 grade ones and was a real star. I've had other good horses. The French Furs was a grand horse. Fazel was a grand horse. You know, I've had plenty of good horses there.
What would you say is the hardest thing about being a trainer?
Well, that's fun. That's a different question. You know, you've got different aspects of this job. There's something different to tackle every day, and it's some days it's not straightforward. But you know, it's a very rewarding job. You know, but it can be very trying as well.
And did your love of racing start when you was a baby in arms?
Yeah, I've always been around horses. Like, my father was he was a successful trainer for a long time and had great success and everything. And his father trained before him as well. So there's been horses around the family for a long time.
What's your favourite meeting, Nicky, that you like to attend?
Well, there's a lot of great meetings. That's the beauty of British racing. You can go to so many interesting places. You know, everybody loves Cheltenham and, you know, Aintree's a fantastic place. There's so many different. And then you can go lower down the level and Kelso's a fantastic racetrack. And just on our doorstep here, we've got Carlisle, which do a fantastic job as well, you know.
What's been your most memorable race as a trainer?
Well, we've had a few of them. Monet's Gardens give us some great moments. He was very good around Aintree. He won 2 Ascot Chases and I think he was 12-year-old maybe when he won his last one. So that was a special moment, you know.
And was the plan, Nicky, to always be a trainer? Or did you ever want to be anything else at all?
Well, I suppose when you're younger, you always get bits of wild ideas in your head as well. So, but no, anyway, father passed away and it was there before me. And, you know, it was the right thing to do and we've done it, you know.
Who was your childhood heroes in the world of racing?
Well, there was, you know, on the jockey front, there were some fantastic riders back then. And I can remember right at the start, my father had great admiration for Bobby Beasley. He was a great jockey, you know, and we've watched all the great jockeys come through in the generations in the National Hunt game, you know. So we've been lucky. We've had 2 champion jockeys at Greystoke. Ron Barry was a great jockey. And then we had John Joe O'Neill, which, you know, he was absolutely fantastic jockey, you know.
And if I was to say to you now, Nicky, what is the one race you would love to win? What would it be?
Well, father always, he liked a good staying horse, father, and I've always been a little bit different. I like a good, a nice 2 mile chaser. So I'd love to win the champion chase, maybe, but any grade one races, it'd be great to win one of them races, you know.
And who do you admire in racing and why?
Well, you know, we've had the recently retired A.P. McCoy, which I think everybody in sport in general would admire A.P. McCoy for what his dedication and how he battled away through all them injuries. And every day of the week he'd be up and down the country wanting to ride winners here, there and everywhere. You know, he was just a marvellous man, and he'd always be looking after his weight and everything, you know. It was very tough on him, but he was a fantastic man.
Just looking, obviously, around your kitchen here in your house, and I can see a lovely little picture of yourself with AP. So, you know, you used to book AP to ride some of your horses.
Yeah, well, very rarely would get him because he's based down south, of course, but you know, he was a marvellous man when you did get him to ride for you. One of the great things, he was so fantastic with the owners and everything, and he, you know, he put a lasting memory into all owners, you know, because he was such a brilliant, natural man. Before and after the race, he had 2 or 3 minutes with him was a real special moment for a lot of people, you know.
Which jockeys do you admire nowadays?
Well, there's still a lot of good jockeys. There's a lot of young jockeys. You've got to admire Dickie Johnson greatly because he was slightly just in the shadow of AP for all them years. And if AP hadn't have been around, we'd have been talking about Richard being the greatest jockey that had ever sat on a jumping horse, you know? So you've got to take your hat off to Richard as his dedication and determination, you know, for playing second fiddle for so long. He's rightly now getting the rewards, winning a couple of championships, and I hope he goes on and wins as many as he wants to win.
And what would you say is the one thing or the things what makes training for you so rewarding? You know, what are the things that make you get up in the morning and just love and enjoy what you do?
Yeah, well, the way we do it up the north, financially, we haven't got the firepower that the southern boys have. Mm. So we've got to go and buy babies, 3-year-old unbroken babies in Ireland. And we've got to develop these horses for 2 years before a lot of them see the racetrack. And it takes a lot of time and patience on behalf of the owner paying bills and my staff. It takes a while to get them developed, and hopefully it gives great satisfaction when one of them goes and wins a bumper and then they start to develop into a nice novice hurdler and then progress into a nice novice chaser. And hopefully you're always looking for that horse that might take you down to Cheltenham and go and take the southern trainers on.
I know you're based up here, as you say. You know, you took over from your late great father. Have you ever been tempted to go down south to train? Have you been tempted to go to your likes of Lambourne or the West Country or anything like that? Or was the your logical thinking, I'm always going to stay in the north?
Well, like, I probably came to training a little bit late in life, really. And probably I was a little bit, you know, just come to this game a little bit training a little bit late in life. But having said that, we've got the most fantastic training facility here. You know, it's a well-proven place where we've had going on 3,000 winners here, so it's a proven place. Maybe the weather isn't just the greatest at times, but, you know, it's a fantastic place, and northern people are the hard to beat.
This is Love the Jumps Extra, brought to you by the Jockey Club, putting all profits back into British racing.